You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Are you with me? Don't forget, you can always submit your current drama challenges at my website, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast site and then go to submit your question. You can record your current drama challenge or shoot me a quick message, and I will create some customized solutions for you on a future episode. I've helped many, and it's one of my favorite things to do, so I encourage you to do that. All right. Now let's move on to today's topic. I'm going to be talking about the 7 common consequences you might suffer if you fail to hold your team accountable. So I guess today you could say that this is motivation day. So it's not going to be so much about providing strategies for making change, but providing you with the motivation if you've been avoiding those correction conversations, if you do everything in your power to not talk to them or hold them accountable. So let's talk about some of the key things that I see happen, those common consequences that I see happen inside my businesses as I'm starting to work with them when they haven't been holding their teams accountable. So the first one's pretty obvious, lost productivity. So if you're not holding your team accountable, I guarantee you that you're not as efficient as you could be. And you already know this one. That one's very obvious. So people aren't working to their potential. They're not following the processes that you've asked them to. You probably have customer service snafus all over the place. So, and you know, if they're not getting along, that's creating productivity issues as well. So if your team's not doing what they must, you are suffering the consequences from lost productivity. The next one is resentment. So where in your business is resentment building up? It might be within you. If you as the leader or the business owner are trying to take on more and more and more because you've resigned yourself to the fact that if you want it done right, you've just got to do it yourself, you are probably resentful, especially if they're spending time at work joking around, goofing around, complaining about each other. You know, when they're doing that, they could be busy taking great care of your customers, and instead they aren't. So, you know, I also worked with a client where I saw resentment building big time between an administrative assistant and the whole rest of the team. So with this group, I was doing a cultural assessment, which I often do. I go inside of a business and I interview employees and I create a cultural assessment, a report of findings. I identify issues that are going on and then recommended action steps to take to fix it. And so in this organization, I was meeting with the whole team, and I kept hearing from everyone that the administrative assistant was spending hours per day in the office manager's office. And, you know, while you could say, well, maybe they're working on some important business and, you know, it's confidential and we just don't know what's going on. Well, unfortunately, in this instance, not only was the administrative assistant spending a lot of time in the office manager's office, but she also was a gossip. So she would spend that time in there and then she would spread around the rumors and the gossip, the stuff that they had talked about in confidence. And most of what she was spreading around was personal stuff. Ugh, yuck, double whammy. So they knew that it wasn't productive time. Well, so on top of that, they said, and then she goes around and asks us to help her do her work because she doesn't have time to finish it. Well, we're up to our eyeballs in our own work, and I know she's wasting a ton of time, so there is no way that I'm going to take on her workload as well. She needs to do her own work and stop wasting all that time in the office manager's office. So they had all this resentment. You know, one, they're hearing all this stuff. They're watching her waste time. They're being asked then to do her work for her. Resentment, resentment, resentment. Well, then I meet with the administrative assistant, and guess what? She was building up resentment too. For some reason, she was unaware of the fact that everyone felt like she was wasting a lot of time in the office manager's office. I don't know why she wouldn't realize that. I mean, she knew she wasn't being productive. So anyway, she said, I'm overwhelmed with all the work. Everyone else works together to help get the work done, but no one will help me. So she said, I ask them or I tell them how overwhelmed I am and no one cares. So she was building up resentments too. So ultimately, because no one was holding her accountable for doing her work, all this resentment was building, not just from her coworkers to her, but also she didn't feel like a member of the team and she had resentments building too. So think about your own business. And again, maybe you as the business owner or leader are building up resentments, or you're seeing it amongst your team. Where are things not fair? Or the perception is that things aren't fair. Resentments are building if things aren't fair. All right, overwhelm. So if some of your employees are picking up the slack for others, or again, if you're a leader or business owner who has resigned yourself to the belief that if you want it done right, you've got to do it yourself because you're not holding your team accountable and you're not using those great six simple steps of great delegation that I've done in a previous episode, then you or other team members are overwhelmed. If you don't require everyone to work to a certain level and stuff is still getting done inside the organization, then someone is picking up slack. And if they already have a full plate and are also picking up the slack of others, it's almost impossible to consider the fact that they aren't overwhelmed. And overwhelm creates the next one, which is burnout. Burnout is when over time, you know, I always say you can work to overcapacity for a period, but that is not a sustainable model. So if you or others are overwhelmed and picking up the slack for employees who aren't doing the work that they need to do, then over time you will burn out. It's like running a race. You know, you can run a sprint for a certain period of time, but there's a reason that there's not a sprint at a marathon length. We can only keep going at that fast pace for a certain period. And so, you know, and then your muscles give out, your mind gives out. You just can't work to overcapacity as a lifetime solution. It's not a long-term solution. And over time, burnout will happen. And the problem is generally burnout is happening amongst your rockstar employees. And that's what I call those employees who are top notch, who you want to stay on your team, who are awesome and have many other options. They're the ones picking up the slack for the low performers. They're the ones burning out. They're the ones who at some point may need to move on to maintain their sanity, to find some work-life balance. So if you're not holding your team accountable, people are burning out. And it's your good people who are burning out and who are going to move on. Here's the next one, increased liability. So, you know, if you're in the healthcare, you know, liability can be huge if there's a patient mistake or something like that. But regardless of the industry that you're in, I mean, liability is just more opportunity for mistakes for any kind of customer interaction. You know, if things are going out the door and they're not made right or produced right or working well, or the training's not right for those who are going to be using what you just sold, then there's more opportunity for things to come back to you. And that's all a liability, because you have to then pay someone to fix the scenario that's been created by the poor performance of those who aren't being held accountable. So you don't want to work in an environment where you're creating scenarios where you're increasing your liability, where everything walking out the door might be an item coming back and having to go on your shelf or be fixed. The next one, sabotage. So this is when things get really, really bad. You know, I talked about the resentments building up inside that organization, and resentments breed sabotage over time. You know, and again, this has to be a very, you know, a real hotbed environment. But if you're allowing employees to function at less than what they need to, resentments are building. And some might end up sabotaging each other out of resentment or frustration or anger, or they might start sabotaging your business. I will also say, if there's too much wiggle room, you're not requiring people to follow proper protocols and standards of performance, that wiggle room, I call it, allows opportunity for things like theft. And I would call that sabotage. I mean, sabotage with someone trying to, benefit themselves as a result. I have worked with clients who, unfortunately, I've helped them uncover major theft going on inside the organization. So that is where someone's loyalties go elsewhere. But also the reason that it was able to happen. There was opportunity, there wasn't enough accountability. There was wiggle room. There was downtime. There was time for someone to leave for hours at a time during the day. There wasn't someone overseeing the purchase order process. Wiggle room. There wasn't accountability. There wasn't structure. There wasn't process. There weren't sheriffs overseeing. I call the kind of supervisors or the sheriffs the eyes and the ears over the team, making sure that things don't go awry. And sabotage is just, you know, the bad things happening in your business going on steroids and happening big time. So where people are breaking things or stealing customers or, you know, just providing terrible customer service on purpose, you know, with intention. And sabotage obviously is horrendous for your business. But if you're not holding your team accountable, that can happen, that you're providing the opportunity for it and possibly the breeding ground if people are getting very disgruntled with you as a business owner or with their team members. And the last one, this is probably pretty obvious as well, decreased customer service. So all of those other things happening, you know, people not having the right skill sets, being allowed to have bad attitudes or poor performance or not be efficient with their workload or treat people poorly, your customers or each other, because there's internal customers and external customers. All of those things obviously will negatively impact your customer service. I always say, you know, when I say that at the beginning, drama steals focus. So it zaps energy and steals focus. In your work, everyone's focus needs to be on providing great service for your customers, your patients, your clients, whatever you call them. And where there's a lack of accountability and resentment is breeding and there's opportunity for people to not behave well, it will decrease your customer service. There will be a negative impact. And of course, a decrease in customer service has a negative impact on your bottom line. So I am encouraging you, please, please, please hold your team accountable. Set those clear expectations. Let them know what the definition of success is in your business, how they must function, and then require them to do that. Hold them accountable. Walk them through the discipline process if they're not willing to make the right choices, and walk them out the door if they don't want to behave well. I have multiple other episodes where I've talked about correction conversations, holding people accountable, setting clear expectations, the six simple steps of great delegation. I'm going to put those links on the show notes so that you can listen to those other episodes if you haven't already heard them. So if you need to go to the show notes, that's defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast site. And then on the right-hand side, you can see all the episodes. You're going to find this episode number 48 show notes, and all the links will be there to the other episodes that you need to listen to as well. I hope that these seven common consequences, and you know, if they're happening in your business, you know. So I hope that this reality check today is giving you the motivation to do what you must to create a successful team and a top-notch business. All right. Thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy, busy day to spend time with me and to take on the challenge of defeating drama in your business and in your life. If you're finding value here, shoot me an email and let me know. Again, go to that submit your question. I'd love to hear from you. And please do a review if you haven't on either Stitcher or iTunes, wherever you're finding this podcast. Doing those reviews help other people find these episodes as well. And like I always say, I'm on a mission to defeat drama one business at a time, one relationship at a time, one person at a time. So thanks again for joining me. Until next time, make it a great day.